Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be continuing in the 8th parak of Maseches Trumos. Today we're going to be learning Parak Ches, Mishnah Ches, and Parak Ches, Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah as we transition from the topic of Mayim Megulim, of water that was uncovered, and begin back in our discussion regarding Truma. Says the Mishnah, Chavis sel Truma, Shenolad ba Safek Tuma. You have a barrel of Truma where there was a question, there was a doubt, there was a suffix of whether it was Tame or not. So for example, you have a situation where you have two barrels of wine. One barrel that's chulin, that's regular food, one barrel that is truma. And you know that a sheret, some sort of a creepy crawler, a tame animal, came into contact with one of them. So you don't know, is this truma tame or not? Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, im hoysamu nachas bimakom turfa, if the truma is in a place that is vulnerable, that it could potentially still come into contact with some sort of an animal and become tame. Generally speaking, there's an obligation for us to protect truma, to make sure that it doesn't become tame. So if he's saying that if the truma is still in a place that's vulnerable, that it could have come in contact with a sheretz or something else that might make it tame, yani chena b'makum hamutzna, you got to put it in a safe place, in a hidden place. You got to protect the truma and treat it as if it's tahor, treat it as if it's pure, and make sure that it's protected and that it doesn't become tame for sure at any point in time. And if it's uncovered, if it's revealed, make sure to cover it. Make sure that you protect it in like you would regular truma tahara, like you would regular pure truma. So Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that even though there's a suffix, even though there's a doubt regarding this truma, whether it's tame or not, you still got to protect it and make sure that it doesn't become vadai tame, that it doesn't become definitively impure. Continues in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehoshua, Omer Rabbi Yehoshua says, Im ha'yisa munachas b'makom mutzna. He says the opposite. If it's placed in a safe place, in a hidden place, in a protected place, where it's not going to become tame, yani chena b'mkom turpa, then you got to make it vulnerable. You got to place it somewhere where it might become tame. Vim ha'yisa mechusa, and if it's somewhere that's covered, that's protected, you got to reveal it, you got to uncover it, you got to make it have the potential to become vadai tame. Rabbi Yeshua says that it's suffix, that it's a doubt if it's tame or not, and therefore make sure that you sort of get rid of the sveikos, get rid of the doubts. You can't make it tame by yourself. You can't take a sheretz or take something that's tame and make it tame, but at least put it in a place where it might become tame on its own. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehoshua. The final opinion of our mission, as the Bar Tanura says, this is actually the opinion that we paskin like. Rabban Gamliel Amar al Yechadesh Badavar. Don't do anything, as we say throughout the Gemara. Sheva al Tase Adif. Sometimes it's better to just sit and do nothing. Therefore, Rabban Gamliel says that you should just sit, do nothing, and if it becomes tame, it becomes tame. If it's not, it's not. But you shouldn't do anything with this particular suffix truma. You shouldn't allow it to become definitively tame. You also shouldn't necessarily go and protect it either. Continuing now with Perek Ches, Mishnah Zayin. Says the Mishnah, Chavis shenishbura bigas ha'elyona v'hatachtona temeya. This is the case that we have. We have a barrel that was broken. This barrel has truma wine inside of it, and it's being pressed in the wine press, and this is a vat where you're pressing it and making it into wine. Now, the problem is that the upper vat is truma, and the bottom vat is chulin that happens to be tame. It's regular food that happens to be tame. Now, chulin that's tame is perfectly fine. You could eat it, no problem. But truma that becomes tame has to be burnt, can't be eaten by a kohen, certainly can't be eaten by you, and must become burnt. The question is, what do you do in this situation? The upper vat broke, so you see that what's going to happen is the truma wine is now going to go into the lower vat, and then it's going to become tameh in the lower vat with the chulin that's already tameh. So there are two options that we have here. Option number one, before we actually get into the mission, the rest of the mission itself, is either we can let it all become tameh in the lower vat. You just let it go in, let it go. You have no choice. Let the truma go into the lower vat. It's going to therefore become tameh. But then the chulin that's in that lower vat is also going to become usur, because now it's going to be chulin, regular food, that's mixed with truma, and it's not going to be the right amount. It's going to be meduma, and therefore it's going to be usur. Anyway, it's going to be basically tummy truma that's going to have to be burned. It's going to be a whole mess. of a situation, and therefore that's option number one. Just let it become tame, let it go into the lower vat, and that's going to be the situation. Option number two is you can scoop up the wine as it's going down with tame containers. Now, if you have a bunch of containers that are tahor, that are pure, and then you can just take them and quickly, you know, scoop up all the wine and keep them pure, obviously that's ideal. But we're dealing with a situation where he only really has tame containers. So what's going to happen is if he takes the tame containers and scoops up the wine and allows the wine to fall into those containers, then he's making the truma tame because they're going into these tame containers. But they're going to become tame anyway when they go into the chulin, but he's doing it with his hands. He's physically making it tame. But by doing so, why does he want to do this? Because he's protecting the chulin. If he protects the chulin from having this truma go inside and becoming tame, then the chulin, the wine that's below in the lower vat, will still be able to be eaten. So the question is, what should he do in this situation when the wine from the upper vat, that's truma, is going down into the wine to the lower vat, which is chulin that happens to be tame? Says the Mishnah, Modi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yehoshua, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, both of whom we discussed in the previous Mishnah, both of them agree that if he has the ability to save even a revius, even a quarter lug of wine bitahar, if he runs and quickly gets a tohor, a pure container, and he could run back and then save even a revius, even a little bit of the wine and keep it tahor, even though the rest of the truma is going to be already be in the chulin of that, and that's all going to be gone. But if he could save even a little bit of the truma in a tahor way, yatzil, he should save it, he should do so. But the question is, what if he can't? What if he doesn't have the tahor containers to save any of the truma bitahara? V'imlav, if he doesn't have the ability to do that, Rabbi Eliezer says, Tered visitame, let it go down into the lower vat and let it become tame. V'al yitzmena biyada, because you don't want to be the one to, in your hands, to through your physical actions and make the truma tame. If you go and you get and you put the truma into these tame containers, you're physically the one making the truma tame. And Rabbi Eliezer says that you should not do that, even though you're going to still lose the lower chulin, and either way it's becoming tame. Still, you don't want to be the one to go ahead and make the truma tame. You have an obligation to protect the truma and not to do anything with your own hands and your own abilities that will make the truma tame. Quick review, Perek Ches Mishnah Ches, discuss the case where we have a doubt, we're not sure, is this truma, this barrel of truma wine, is it tame or not? Rabbi Eliezer says that if it's in a vulnerable place where it could become tame, you got to protect it, you got to put it in a place that's covered, that's safe, that's protected, just like you would regular truma tahor. Rabbi Yeshua was of the opinion that the opposite is true, that if it's in a protected place, you should make it vulnerable so that you could get rid of the stuff, that you can get rid of the doubt, and this way we'll know it's truma, it's tamei truma, and you'll treat it as such. But then the last opinion, Rabbi Gamliel said, no, don't do anything, leave it where it is, and you'll sort of see where the cards fall, you'll sort of see what ends up happening. If it becomes tamei for sure, then treat it as such. If not, you'll have to treat it like safek tuma. And then in the case of Perek Ches, Mishnah Tes discussed the case where you have this upper vat of wine and a lower vat of wine. The vat in the wine, the upper vat is truma tahora, and if it falls into the lower vat, which is truma, which is chulin tamea, which is tame chulin, and the question is, what should you do? So the Mishnah said that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that if you can save even a quarter lug of the wine, even a little bit of the wine by getting tahor pure containers, then you should do so. You should save even as much as you possibly can. But if you can't, if you're not able to save even that little bit of the truma and keep it to tahor, then Rabbi Eliezer says, no, you just got to let it fall into the lower vat, let it become tame, which isn't ideal. You're going to lose the chul and you're going to lose that as well, but at least you're not doing anything physically with your own body to make the truma tame. Have a great day.